Hello?
Hello.
Okay. You do the intro this time. Don't get embarrassed.
What? I can't not get embarrassed.
Wee, Mom.
Wee.
Hello.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And today we are doing, it's considered a cult classic, but it didn't have very great reviews.
Well, I think a lot of cult classics are like that,
though. They're late bloomers.
Yeah, they like bomb at the box office, and then like 10 years later, everyone's like, "This movie's the best."
Yes. So we are doing Puppet Master 1989.
Woohoo!
Woo! Yay! We lost our box, guys. So if you feel like donating us some applause, feel free to.
Just clap for us wherever you are,
and send it to drunkandscary@gmail.com. There wasn't a lot on this. The reason being, I feel like, is because it went straight to DVD video. It wasn't released in the theaters. There was a box office, but it's a box office on how much the video made.
Yeah.
And not the actual
Seems like such a weird choice to make. Usually, the first movie in a series will be, you know, put in the theaters, and then, like, maybe the sequels go, like, I don't know, Little Mermaid 2, straight to video.
Yeah.
But not the first in a series. They may not have known that it was going to be a series at the time, but not, like, the first. Or it's, like, the cheapest movie ever. It goes straight to...
Yeah, right? It's just some cheesy-ass
so
movie.
I don't know anything about this. And I told my husband, he came out, and he goes, "Hey, what movie are you guys doing tonight? Toy Soldiers?" What? No, we're doing Puppet Master.
Whoa, I haven't seen that one in a while.
And he goes, "No, that's what I said, right? Toy Soldiers?" "No, it's Puppet Master." And he said, "Was that the one that was done by the porn director?" And I told him, "I know zero things about this.
No.
I watched it 100 years ago. I don't remember anything. Pam's doing the notes.
Especially
I'm
about
gonna
porn.
Learn things. I don't know anything about porn." So I'm like,
"No,
Pam's gonna teach me all the info about this. I'll tell you later." All
right. So let me tell you about this movie. The budget was $400,000.
Oh, that's cheap.
The movie itself made $643,000. Release date, like I said, it was released straight to video. It was October 12th, 1989. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 50%, and the audience gave it 40%, and that was out of 8 reviews.
Only 8? Really?
Only 8, yep. It was written by Kenneth J. Hall. It was produced by Charles Band. The director is David Schmaller. So, David Schmaller's done Possessed, Little Monsters.
Oh, I love Little Monsters.
Yeah. Puppet Masters, Blitzkrieg Massacre. So, this is the first installment out of a series of movies. And there's 15 movies that I counted.
My husband bought me, like, a thing, and it was, like, a DVD, and it has...
All of them?
Like, 10 on it, like, 5 on each side of the DVD.
Well, they're still making them.
And then I saw on Amazon a Puppet Master. I tried to watch it the other day, but then my daughter came in, and she's terrified of dolls, so I turned it off immediately. So I didn't even get past the first,
there's,
credits.
Like, it starts getting crazy. There's spinoffs, and then they start fighting Nazis and Aryan Brothers and all this crazy stuff at the end. Like, it just goes all over the place. So this, it has the most horror sequels out of horror movies. You would think, I thought maybe Jason or one of those. No, this one has the most. Halloween, maybe?
Halloween has a lot. I think Jason has more than Halloween does.
Yeah.
No, there are more Halloween movies than I thought whenever we were doing Halloween.
Yeah, there's
a lot. I was
having
to go through going, what the shit? Nightmare on Elm Street has a lot, but still not that many.
Yeah.
That's so many. And it's so many that I didn't even know that they were that many.
Either.
I think
I
I've
know.
Only seen, like, maybe the first 3.
I've just seen the first one. I've never seen any of the other ones. So the cast is Paul LaMatte as Alex Whitaker, and he was from American Graffiti, Twilight Zone, the series, and American History X, which
I love that movie.
William Hickey as Andre Toulon. He's from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, fun.
The Jerky Boys, remember them. He is the professor on Nightmare Before Christmas, and he's also on My Blue Heaven, which I love My Blue Heaven, if you have not seen that one. Oh,
Ryan
it's
Gosling?
With Steve Martin.
No. What am I thinking?
Oh, my God. What's an arugula? It's a vegetable. It's a great movie. You got to watch it. Irene Miracle as Dana Hadley, and she was on Midnight Express. Jimmy Skaggs as Neil Gallagher. Robin Freites as Megan Gallagher. Matt Rowe as Frank Forrester. Catherine O'Reilly as Carissa Stanford and Muse Small as Teresa.
I remember no humans
in this movie.
When I think of the movie, I can picture maybe four of the puppets, and that's it. I don't remember any of the people.
In the 90s. I want to say I saw it. And yeah, I vaguely remember bits and pieces. The puppets I do remember, but the plot to the movie and all that I hardly remembered.
I think I watched it on TV, so it's probably heavily edited.
Yeah, so like I said, there are 15 Puppet Master movies. The puppets are Blade, Jester, Pinhead, Tunler, Leech Woman, Shredder Khan, and Genji.
Genji. All right.
The idea from the film came after the film Dolls from 1987 came out.
I almost watched that the other day.
Should have watched it.
I should have.
Damn it. Fans were quick to compare and reject this movie because of that movie, Dolls.
All right.
They said it was too similar. It had too many similarities, and it's kind of the same thing that happened with Gremlins and Critters,
yeah.
People are quick to compare it, and that's what unfortunately happened to this one.
I always thought there's an episode, I want to say of Tales from the Crypt,
mm-hmm.
and it's about these little, like, doll things.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I think of Puppet Master and I'm trying to remember, I always end up thinking about that show instead of this. So, mm-hmm. That's creepy. Little tiny things coming at you to kill you.
Yeah. Like I said, anything below the knee, kick. So director David Schmoller was not on the DVD commentary because Charles Band, the producer, did not want him to have any credit for one of his production company's biggest films. So Schmoller, the director, is still waiting for residual checks.
And that's seriously,
and that's why he has not done any of the other Puppet Masters, just the one.
Why would he not let him have credit? Was he, like, horrible to work with? Did he just hate him on a personal level?
He just said he didn't want... It was his production company. It was his first production company. He broke off from Paramount because Paramount was losing money. So he broke off and did his own production company.
Still, a director does a lot of work.
Yeah, but... You know, he created the puppets and everything, so he wanted to get all the credit.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
And that's basically all I got on Puppet Master. I do have trivia that I will tell you throughout the movie. Unfortunately, there wasn't a whole lot. It was a lot of bad reviews and people talking about comparing it pretty much to the movie Doll. But I do have a lot of good trivia, so that should be make up for the lack of... other stuff that I found out about it.
Yeah.
There are like whole pages and like wiki pages and fan pages just based off of this movie, but they all say the same thing.
I find that a lot. I'm like, ooh, a new source, and it's like word for word.
Yes.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Exactly the same thing.
When I was trying to look it up, because my husband was like, he said to my oldest daughter, "Oh, you would love this movie. You should go see if you can be on the podcast." And I was like, "Damn it!" And she goes, "Oh, can I?"
Shit all the time. I swear.
And I was like, "No, I don't. I can't remember enough of it to tell if there's anything I don't want you to see." And so I was trying to see what it was rated, and I went on Wikipedia, and that's where I saw that it went straight to video because he thought it would make more money than going to the box office.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a really odd choice to make. Nothing ever makes as much money going straight to video as it does going to the theater. I never knew that it didn't go to theaters because what is this?
89.
I was 6, so I wasn't going to theaters. I wasn't going to theaters. I think the first movie I went to see was Bambi. And I think I was like 5 or 6 when that came out. So
I was 13. 12, 13.
So yeah, I think I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
And I've always like, when people say Puppet Master, I always tell them like, oh, I love that movie because I remember loving it.
Yes.
But when you ask me to remember certain things, like I can remember a few scenes.
Little details, yeah.
But I remember loving it. Watch me watch it now and I'm like, this movie sucks balls. And
yeah,
it's just, well, you know, preteen Terry was like, this movie's the shit.
Yeah. So we're watching this on Amazon Prime. Do we have to rent it?
I didn't, but I have an HBO subscription on Prime. So if you have HBO, it's on there. I looked it up elsewhere. It's on Vudu, HBO Go, HBO
YouTube.
Plus. I think it's on YouTube.
But you have to rent it.
And you have to rent
YouTube.
Them. And I think if you don't have HBO, it's like $3.99 to rent it on Amazon.
Yeah.
But if you have HBO, on Amazon, and you can, you don't have to like pay extra.
Good deal.
So, yeah, this morning I was like, what are we doing? This better not be a Candyman bullshit episode where I can't find it anywhere when I've been looking forward to this all
That's
week.
That's happened to us before. So, yeah, guys, buckle up and get ready to watch some Puppet Master with us. Woo-hoo! Also, remember to send us your horror movie suggestions, what you'd like us to watch, what you think we would enjoy, to drunkandscary@gmail.com.
We love hearing from you.
Yes. You can message us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Slasher. If you have not joined Slasher and you're a true horror fan, that's the social media
place to be.
Also, you can listen to us or recommend your friends to listen to us on Spotify, Listen Notes, Podbean,
Apple Podcasts.
Or just Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
And leave us a review.
Yeah,
we love reading reviews,
guys. And I wanted to send a shout out to everybody in the States. I hope you guys are safe. We see you all out there, California, Ohio, Wisconsin. These are just a few states that are starting to listen in, and we're getting a lot more people from.
Welcome, guys.
Yeah, Virginia.
Welcome to Social Distancing with Pam and Terry.
Yes.
Here's how we do it.
And it's fucking hot as balls, so you'll hear our fans.
This is what it sounds like.
The barrage door is open because it is unbearably humid out right now.
And our big fan is just. It's too loud. So
don't worry, guys. I'm working on getting us a new
mic setup,
and we should be able to use a fan without dying.
In the meantime, you get to listen to the soothing sounds of my Chinese, not paper fans. These are fabric, but I have a
dragon. Whatever.
You got flowers. I got flowers.
Yay! Flowers.
I have a soft spot for these.
I got a whole bag of plants. I have tons of plants.
Well, I don't have plants. I got fans. I can't keep plants alive. I'm surprised my kids are still alive. I feel like if my kids didn't beg for food and stuff, then they probably wouldn't get fed.
You would forget to feed them and give them water.
That's what happens with the plants. I just go, oh, shit, I haven't watered this in a week.
She's kidding, guys. She's really a great mother. I swear she is. Her kids do not look malnourished. They look very healthy.
For real. They eat everything. Don't worry, guys. They eat so much more than I do.
You make it sound like you just neglect them until they ask you for something.
How many kids do I have? One? Five? I don't know.
Oh my god.
I just lock myself in my room and pretend like it's just me.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right.
Pressing play now.
Woohoo. All right, guys, I got my beer. Oh. Terry's got our whiskey and Coke, and we got our shots ready to go on this.
Violence,
fun
nudity,
Friday
adult language.
Night.
See you there. Good call, Terry, not giving it to your daughter to watch.
Cheers. Somebody was like, one of the reviews was like, for a movie that's 80 minutes long, it's ridiculous. 4 minutes being just credits. I'm like, damn, you didn't like it, did you?
Well, in the 80s, I mean, that's how it was. I tried to watch an old Disney movie with my girls, and it was one of the, I think it was like Sleeping Beauty, and the beginning is just all, you know, it's everybody that was involved.
The old school rolling credits.
And they were watching, they were like, is this the end of it?
That's what my daughter does.
Like, no, this is how they used to do it. They wanted to make sure you knew who was involved, so it's at the beginning, because people are going to turn the movie off as soon as it's
over. But they do the rolling credits instead of the ones like these.
And she was just like, this is taking forever. I'm like, it kind of is. Now, as an adult, I'm impatient, but as a kid, I would just sit there and watch
Fast
all of it.
Fast forward this shit. This movie, actually, when I was younger, kind of freaked me out because of the whole marionette thing.
See, I wasn't sure how you were going to do with this, because I know you have a weird thing with dolls and stuff.
But, you know, I'm okay with it. It's not as bad as the zombies or the clowns.
Plus, these aren't super humanoid. They're like weird.
And I mean, it's a toy kind of. I think I could overpower something tiny like that.
And they're much smaller than like
Annabelle.
They're just Annabelle. Creepy
looking.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, my dad, we went to a toy store, and I was wandering around the toy store with my dad, and there was boxes of ventriloquist puppets.
Yeah.
And I heard in a high pitched voice, "Hey, Pam." And I turned around, and there was one sitting on top of all the boxes, and it turned its head at me and raised its eyebrows. And I screamed bloody murder and ran off. And my dad came running after me in tears, laughing so hard.
Aww,
and trying to explain to me that it was just him. And that kind of gave me a complex for ventriloquist dolls. But as I got older, it didn't stick as much as
dolls
the clowns.
Anyway,
and as,
though.
Yeah, they are. That didn't terrify me as much as zombies and clowns.
See, when we first moved to this neighborhood before this house, the one before,
mm-hmm.
we were going down this one main street in the neighborhood, and it was a two-story house and had all these windows in the front, and I was driving by really slowly because there were a lot of kids out.
Yeah.
And I glanced up to the second-story window, and it was like six dolls in the window facing outward. I almost ran into a car. And then I told my husband about it, and when we drove by later, there were no dolls there. And I was like,
so this puppet is an actual puppet that somebody used for plays. The Bodega Bay Hotel, or this building, is not actually a hotel. It is built entirely on set, and it's about the size of a refrigerator.
Oh. Fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was just watching some
I like
documentary.
The gesture, how his face, I forgot his face flips all kinds of ways.
That creeps me out. I was just watching this weird documentary, and I'm a terrible podcaster because I don't remember what it was called, because I just now remember that I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about a real guy that was a ventriloquist, and he got really famous, and something about his daughter, she had, she would tell him, like, the puppet had his own room in the house. He got more attention than she did.
What?
Whenever her dad died, he left everything to the puppet. He left everything to the puppet? Like, he was famous. He was really rich.
Weird.
Turned out the daughter grew up to be Murphy Brown.
Oh.
And I was
crazy.
Like, holy shit. She had to, like, share a house with this puppet who had a bigger bedroom than her.
That sucks.
And everything her dad left when he died went to the puppet, not her.
There he is. Sally. Was it Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, the patchwork girl?
Yeah. That he made. Frog's breath. Almost ran over a toy.
I'm digging this car.
It was a pretty
what kind of car is this? I saw this kind of car a few days ago when I went out.
We did too.
And I was trying to figure out what it was.
We went to Pete Terry's to get milkshakes, and we saw somebody driving one around.
And
kind
I
of old Ford.
I came home and I went, what was that, a Rolls Royce? It's like a rich person car. I don't know what rich person
did
cars are.
Did it have the
like,
RR?
No, it was in between cars, so I couldn't even see anything behind it. Aww. Anything with changing faces like that makes me think of Return to Oz, the witch or whatever. She has that hall of heads.
The
all have the
that
different
movie is the
facial
best.
Expressions.
Nobody had ever seen that movie that I knew until I met Terry, and I asked her, "Have you ever seen the Return to Oz with
Feruza Balk?"
And her eyes, yes, nobody's ever seen that.
Like, I'm obsessed with Wizard of Oz.
I love that movie.
I have all of the Oz books. I've seen everything about it.
Yep.
Like, hell yeah. We did
with TikTok and
Somewhere
Jack.
Over the Rainbow for the song for Whenever I Walk Down the Aisle at my wedding.
Oh, that's cute.
And then the Me First and the Gimme Gimme version of the same song whenever we went back down the aisle.
Nice.
And whenever the wedding party went down the aisle before us, we did the that Hawaiian guy's
look at his fancy Israel Kamakuma.
Yeah, I was like, I never say his name right, I didn't want to try it. But we did his version for when they went down the aisle. My mom said she started crying because she was like, I just knew how much you were obsessed with this movie. Yes. Like, you are correct.
I did not have a wedding. I eloped. Because fuck that shit.
For real, fuck, I wish you would have eloped. My wedding was a
my
disaster.
Husband even asked me if I wanted one, and I said no. He said, we can go get Excuse me. I hit that pretty hard. He said, we can go get married on Monday at the JP and then we can have a reception later or Friday. And I said, no. Why would I want a wedding reception? Why would I want a wedding? He goes, well, you don't want to have all that. Nope.
We had a really small one, and we spent...
And I don't regret it.
We had a budget, and it was like, the less you spend on the wedding, mm-hmm. the more you can spend on the honeymoon. And so I was like cutting corners like crazy. And then it turned out I was the only one doing any work. So when the time came to actually do stuff, nothing was decorated, nothing was done. And I was fucking furious through my whole wedding. Like, God damn it.
Look at his... is it like a shelf or a case for them?
Almost that's like really a shadow neat. Box. It's cute. Like a curio cabinet?
His, like alchemy.
I love jars bottles like that. Stuff. I used to collect them. I'd go to Goodwill or yard sales and get them.
Yeah.
And I had a little curio cabinet on my wall that I would just put those in.
That's why his puppets didn't kill him.
Because he takes so much care of them.
He's very, like, he treats them very delicately.
He treats them like people. Yeah. Like he talks to them and shows them that he loves them.
Look at her little line on the back of those hose. My husband's grandmother would tell me that they didn't have stockings. So whenever they didn't have stockings, that they would use
a marker
or a waterproof liner and draw the line with a ruler. They would have their friend stand behind them and draw the line. She goes, and you know, we would mess up and hold on, lick our thumbs and rub it off and keep going all the way up. We drew our own hose. Oh no. Yeah. He's like, come on, lady, I'm walking here.
His face creeps me out. I think it's the smile.
It is.
I think it's too wide, so it's freaking me out.
That's the,
Whenever I think of Puppet Master, I always picture the one that has, like, a pointy, like, drill thing on his head. Is uh-huh. That is Puppet Master, right? Or am I thinking of something else?
What puppet is that one? Blade?
He's got a hook.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out of breath. I like that when he opens the door, he's already looking down at the floor like he expected it to be a tiny puppet. Aww. He's treating him like he treats the other one. So do you think he made that one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trunk.
Aww. Those curtains. Look at that roof. They could have patched it up.
Look at those hats.
Look at that wall.
Look at those outfits.
What do they call that? This stuff. Crowning?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Crown molding?
I think so. This is what I need my brother for. He always knows the words for
of course he does.
Those things.
Look at that guy. He's pretty hot with the hat. Did you see his face? He's got a very nice jawline.
We both have hats.
Oh, his puppet.
The one on the right. Because it's not the
other younger,
one.
Fuller one, not the skinny, creepy one. Oh, no.
Magic mirth. Aww, don't hurt the old man.
Oh, that's nice. No, no,
no,
no. I don't remember this part. Oh, aww. My God, they showed it?
Poor
what
guy.
The fuck.
Such a sweet old man.
He's going to get into one of his puppets now. He's going to be with them unless they separate them.
Maybe his
if
spirit goes
in. If they can get away without them murdering them first.
Present day.
Look how pretty that ivy grows on that wall. I've thought about...
When I was younger, I always wanted a house that had that.
Yeah, but then you realize all the damage it does to it, and it's like, man, do as I an adult, want to spend like, that?
I feel like if I had a regular house and ivy started growing on it, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Get that shit off the wall. It's going to make it fall off. It's going to pull it down.
It's going to get skull mold back there.
Wake up! We were talking about this pencil skull holder.
Yeah, I just closed that tab on my phone earlier when I was trying to remember what we did last week, and I came across that.
Uh-oh.
Why is some doing? Dream. His dreams come become he? Real? Well, no, he's about to shoot some other girl, not himself.
He's got on the... Oh, leeches! Gross!
That's the worst, waking up, thinking you woke up.
Right.
And find out you didn't. I used to have dreams where I'd wake up and get ready for work and go to work, and then I would wake up and like, what the hell?
Yeah. Or you're running late for work or school. I used to have dreams. I was a server for many years, like filling cups and stuff.
Oh, I had dreams of the beep of the cash register at Walmart.
My husband's like, what were you doing? You were like tilting your hand like you were pouring something. I was like, I was dreaming.
I was pouring something.
Pouring water in a cup at a table. Like what?
When we went on our honeymoon, we were going to the Stanley Hotel in California, mm-hmm. where The Shining was based on.
Yeah.
And so we stopped at all these tiny little towns in Colorado, and one of them, everything closed at 10, and we're walking around like bored to death, and there was a psychic.
At 10?
Everything was closed at 10, and we're starving. Everything's closed. Do you think Buddy here's ever going to get a real job? Oh, shit. Throw you under the bus, dude. Retail sales. Look at him.
I would have said no, sweetheart. I see him digging himself deeper. Run. Run while you can.
But there was a psychic, and she was open.
Uh-huh.
And we went in, and I was like, because I told my husband, I was like, we got to do this. And we went in.
Oh, my God.
It was not, it was really weird. It wasn't what it had, like a weird aesthetic, and she came out and it was like super expensive, and we just looked at each other and we were like,
and how were your fortunes, were they?
We didn't do it. She wanted like $100 each, and we were like,
that's insane.
No, it looked like an art gallery.
I'm
instead
thinking
of like
10-15 bucks.
Yeah. I'm thinking like when you go to New Orleans and they just have like the palm readers like out
or
their
they're
tables.
Just sitting
they're just chilling. No, it was like, maybe that means she's the real deal, but this is not giving me the vibe that I was really going for.
Yeah.
I was going for cheesy ridiculousness, and hers was more like, I'm a professional. So that probably meant she was really good, but we were like, we're on a road trip. We need all our money.
Yeah. She's like, I see you get ripped off for $200. I see puppets.
Oh, man. It's never a good thing when a psychic touches her temples.
Is it? What does it mean? She has a migraine.
I'm getting a vision.
I'm getting a migraine. You
something
guys
bad's happening. You're in grave danger. Molly, you in danger, girl.
Yeah. She's getting her period.
She's like, my name's not Molly. You're the worst psychic. There's somebody under the table.
Well, I was going to say, she's having a full-on orgasm.
Her assistant's down there.
She's in the choking.
Ooh, she's real deal.
Don't go. I see a little tiny puppet.
Those are all mood rings.
Even the, like, the brooch on her head's even like mood rings in her earrings.
Her earrings are mood rings.
Her necklace. Her contacts. Wouldn't that be cool? Like,
wouldn't
have
that be cool?
Eye color changing contacts like mood rings. I invented them, guys. Shotgun. Mine.
Every time I got a mood ring, it was always dark blue.
Really?
I never got a different color. And I've had so many
got
of
like
these.
That bright
they were always blue.
Orange kind of purple. And it would go into like a really bright green. Just always.
It was always blue. And I'm always with the paper going. Yeah.
I had a friend who was
my favorite color, but I want to see other things.
Really goth, and she's like, mine's always black. Like your heart, you're so scary. She would get so mad at me.
You're so emo.
You don't take me serious. Put on some more eyeliner. Yeah.
Why are they both massaging their temples? Are they psychics too?
They are too. It's her glasses are on too tight. I can't see. Those are mine.
I just wanted to look smart. I don't even wear glasses. Now I'm getting a headache.
I think my husband's going to vacuum the trampoline. You guys missed it. He came out in his little wife beater. Yummy.
A man on a horse. Oh, I think she's a psychic.
My husband was hung like a horse.
Maybe. Jesus.
Look at what she's saying. I'm running from him. He's a horse.
Well, she's thinking of sexual fantasies. I'm not even psychic. These are your fantasies, doctor, not machine. Hers.
I need that machine.
Don't be gross.
Ew. Ew. I like her
that
glasses.
That face is the correct face for that doctor.
Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. I'm digging them. You had contact too then? Yes, last night when we were experimenting. It was very, very strong. Gross.
This guy's gross me out. Why all of us at once? It means Gallagher located the old puppet master's hiding place. Ooh, the old puppet master's hiding place. Shit. I honestly didn't think they would say it.
They said it. We're going to die tonight, guys.
Look how pretty. So I guess they're all psychics. We all got weird
beach.
Things.
Bodega Bay.
Ooh, that looks like a castle.
It's not even located there. It's like located in a city.
Here's your shot.
Excuse me. God damn it. Happy Friday.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty in there. I'm Megan Gallagher. Hello, Megan. Somebody married Neil? Hi, I'm Alex Whitaker. Alex Whitaker looks familiar. What was he in?
Yes, he is. Have you ever seen American Graffiti? The guy that drives the yellow car with Phillips? Something Phillips?
I don't think so.
From.
No, I don't think I've seen that. Let me look.
He is also in other movies.
I got it. I already got IMDb.
I remember him from.
Let me see.
I want to say Michelle, but I don't think it's Michelle Phillips. It's like,
But why? That's the hard part. I don't know why. He left a note. But all he said was he didn't want to be buried until you all arrived. Wow.
So, like, one of the earlier puppets that Charles Band pictured was a 6-armed ninja with guns?
Shit, yeah.
The puppet didn't make the movie.
Damn.
It's the inspiration for the puppet six shooter. But it was the inspiration for the puppet six shooter that makes his debut in Puppet Master 3, Toulon's Revenge. Rose.
You're being weird.
I think Neil would appreciate that. I like her sweater. It looks really fuzzy. Yeah, buddy. I'm looking at him the same way.
That is the right up expression. With him. You creepy ass motherfuckers. They're like, I've always wanted to do it. Yeah, lady.
She knows what's up.
She's like, I see you guys.
Oh, well, there's somebody else in there.
I feel like they wouldn't care.
I love how she can have that bold necklace, that crazy ass orange shirt, all those bangles and
she
rings.
She still looks nice.
Yeah, I would just look like a cluttered old hag walking down the street
so
with
tacky.
All of that.
Like, what are you doing?
Look at this bitch trying to be fancy with all her fake jewelry.
Just making sure he is what he appears to be.
What's that?
So I thought this was supposed to be for the puppet master himself, like the old man, but that's not him.
No. Gross.
How did she get that through his sternum?
And she's grabbing it.
Is she the psychic that was doing the reading on that couple?
No.
Is that her?
Is that her? That's a cool elevator. We went down an elevator like that in New Orleans. It was kind of creepy because you can hear all the and everything like open.
Yeah.
But it was neat to do it. Look, there's a light switch, Terry. You see it behind her?
Yeah. Oh, my grandmother's house had light switches like that.
My grandmother's house buttons. Had all the little glass doorknobs.
Oh, the little crystal doorknobs?
The crystal ones, yeah. We kept a few, but I always remember those doorknobs.
Yeah, you creeper.
Get you a haircut. What are you, a witch?
Such an interesting room. What is it? Hickory and dragon's blood.
And dog shit. Get away.
Right.
What are you doing? I'm cleaning your third body. What?
Is it her third body? Look at those shoulder pads.
Something body? Lady, you're creeping me out.
That's probably what she wanted.
Tell my boss. She's trying to do some kind of drugs. She's like, smoke this.
This is going to be easy. She's just trying to get her out. Get out of here, you busybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, really, busybody.
Why would you get on your knees to look through this?
Not even a subtle busybody. Like, how many people are in this place?
Oh, my God. Oh, it stopped. I thought I was like, what the fuck? She's keeping her dog in a suitcase? Oh, creepy.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
A little bit louder. Just a bit louder. Was that the psychic?
Now I can't remember, but I think it was.
I can't Google it. I have notes. If I do,
well, I don't think it's going to,
I'm so bad with electronics. If I pull up more than 3 pages, I'm fucked.
I think it was her. Not Megan.
So, the blade puppet, the little hook guy with the razor blade, it required 5 puppeteers to operate him.
Really?
Yeah.
5? Masks freak me out. Like, I'm not,
really?
Like, scared of them, but it's just, like...
I like them.
I can't... I don't know what it is. I think it's just the blankness of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's never a reason to have that. Stop it.
Yeah. I think I have, my sister wanted the Mardi Gras face.
That puppet at the beginning, that was ShredderCon.
ShredderCon, yeah. So that puppet, yeah, ShredderCon is an actual marionette from a Burmese opera. And he's really called Zaji, the alchemist magician.
So the psychic that was doing the reading, that was Dana. Yeah, it's the same psychic.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Because Wikipedia will give you word for word every fucking thing that happens in this movie.
Yep.
When I see stuff like this, I'm always thinking, you know, it would suck to be a psychic if you have to, like, constantly experience. Neil?
Oh, he's just telling him what he's feeling.
There's a man. Jesus. Bitch, do you not know we're all psychic?
Clairvoyant, is that what it's called? Where you can, do we have to show it?
Please don't bring up any of this around Mrs. Gallagher. She's upset enough as it is.
Please don't tell her that her husband was also cheating on her and raping the
women.
Chick.
No shit. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to tell the police.
Right. Hey, guys. We should probably find
she
this chick.
She is better off.
What the fuck is up with this chick?
No, really. Why does she keep caressing the same boob?
That's her favorite boob. She like looks at him and she's
you
like,
"You know what? I believe
between
that."
Between these two, I like the lust.
During sex, everybody has a favorite boob.
This is a movie star.
I'm partial to my right boob. It's the little bit bigger one, and it's the one that still has the perk in it. Everybody, maybe, who's stayed
it's
there?
It's a hotel.
Clark Gable, Carol Lombard. Clark Gable, Carol Lombard.
He's like,
really?
Yeah.
Are they together? Because she's clearly asking for
I
it.
I think she just
and
wants
and he's like
book.
Backing off like, oh, that's
which
great,
which is
sweetie.
Awfully strange because the way he was acting earlier, I would have thought he would have been all over
he'd
her
been
ass.
In every room in this
so maybe
freaking house.
It's just her. She's at work, professional, and he's the perv, and then at out in the streets, he's like, eh.
He's like, I really, my kink is
it's just
doing
office
it at work.
Fun.
Is this the Last Supper on the inside of
yes,
his casket?
Yes.
I am not a fan of that. No, thanks. Who's going to, he can't
selfie
enjoy that.
Selfie painting. What? So his hands belong to a stunt woman. Her name is, and I will tell you this right now, Cindy Sorensen. She's a stunt woman. She's also a little person.
So she's just the hands?
Yes. But she also does other parts, like for the puppets. Like
okay.
Some scenes, and I'll tell you what scenes she's doing and all that.
Yes, thank you.
Look at that table. It's ridiculous.
Been in my family since the turn of the century. My parents operated it until they died a few years ago. Thank you, Teresa.
She knows the staff's name.
We are just so curious to hear about you and your dear Gallagher. Well, I met Neil when he was staying here working on a project. We became friends. And when my parents died, he helped me through some rough times.
He told me that they were going to die.
That doesn't sound like the Gallagher field.
They're drinking out of silver flute. Fancy. Are they silver? Or is it glass with that?
They're pewter
stuff. It's radium.
This bitch. Leave the widow alone.
No shit. She didn't even act like a widow either.
Next Friday. He had so many ideas for the hotel. He wanted to rent
I mean, they couldn't be that close. They didn't even know he was married, and he's apparently been married almost 2 years.
What about his work? He didn't really tell me much about it. I knew it was important to him. I didn't want him to stop. It seems like the first year of our marriage, he spent most of his time supervising construction all over the place. It really tore it apart. Then, one day he just stopped everything. And for the next year, he spent almost every day locked up with his work. I really didn't know what to do.
I would have kicked that bastard out of his ass.
But don't talk badly of the dead.
If you have something to say, I wish you would say it to me.
There's a very subtle, understood bitch at the end of that sentence.
Yeah. Calls me his cousin.
That's weird. She's got a weird accent.
She does. What is she? Is she going for like a southern accent or
maybe like what do you call him? Southern Belle.
Southern Belle. Southern Carolina. Nasty bitch.
That's enough, Dana.
Yeah, really.
Fuck you,
Dana.
But who's kidding who? We all know why we're here.
Why?
So why continue the pitiful charade of grief and widow? The truth is, honey, your husband was a despicable, greedy bastard. He screwed us.
She plays bitch so well, yeah. Though. Like, this, the tiniest facial expressions.
Man, I need a psychic around me all the time. Just tell me what's... Hey, what's up? No.
Not at all, dear.
You were on point. Terry's dying, guys.
I'm dying. I'm gonna pour my alcohol over my head.
She's like rubbing her glass all over. Get a piece of ice and rub
it
on your neck.
It's not sexy,
man.
Nice. Either, guys. Don't get excited.
Don't worry, guys. If I start breathing heavy, you know it's being sexy. Rub it on your neck and your nipples. It'll feel nice, Terry.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second.
She's got the ice,
I
guys.
I got the ice.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Do this guy is so creepy. Ew. Why do we have to see this?
I don't want to watch him eat shrimp.
So the puppet master was in the 20s.
Yeah.
What is she eating sexy like?
Right?
Is that a french fry?
Look at her.
This is like, the weirdest meal.
This is so awkward. Can we please pan away from her?
Can we look at someone else?
I want you to eat this fry and act seductive. Pheasant?
Look well, at I its heard hair. A, I heard a, nice a squawk, quaff. But it didn't move, so it couldn't have been from that.
They got a little like sound box and sewed it up its ass. So when you walk in the room,
hello.
When it's like light sensitive. Is that a what is that?
Is that foreshadowing? Something bad's gonna happen?
No, I was looking at that. What? Oh, it's gone.
Man, the bird?
Badass fireplace. The poker she had.
That was fast.
Yeah.
That is a badass fireplace. That's so huge.
Oh, no.
It's a nice piano.
It's going to play Moonlight Sonata for her and kill her.
And she's just like, oh, I hate this song.
Ah, and keels over from heart attack.
I don't know why, but I kind of like her. I want her to stay alive.
I do, too. That's the eavesdropping lady, right? I like her
Yeah,
hair.
She's the one that told them how to touch the body. She's like, right, perverts.
It's a nice little bow. Dude, this was the year of the shoulder pads. Look at that. The year of the shoulder pads.
I thought I heard breathing. I was trying to...
Oh, look, and there's the poker there. Poker face.
Oh, Pam.
That's what it's going to do with it.
That's a cat. I've had a cat.
Pick that shit up and take it with
Get
you.
Get a weapon.
Right? Pick up the poker.
Pick it up. Aw, lady. Take those shoulder pads out. They're nunchucks now.
Oh, what do you call it? Bulletproof vest. With
like Kevlar?
Yeah, you just pull them off and stick them on your chest and you're good. They're Kevlar shoulder pads. Terry's staring at me while I'm like...
Feeling
my chest.
What?
What are you doing?
Trying to get her to eat something seductively, guys. It's not working.
I don't have anything to eat.
Here, hold this joint. Oh, there it is.
There he is. Tiny cone head.
That's going to fix it.
But I mean, just leave
really
the room.
Big room.
Deal with a different room now. Go somewhere else. You're done in this room. There's nothing. That fire is in good order.
Dead.
Get out of there.
I like your haircut. Get
I like the green bricks. Whatever the hell that's supposed to be.
Yeah. A tile?
Brick? Maybe. Get out.
Dead.
What are you trying to do with the fire? It's already going.
He's behind you. Look behind you. Dude, that little guy would have whacked you like once, and then I would have caught it and swung him across the room.
Wow, maybe he's stronger than he looks.
It's his hands. They're bigger than him.
His hands have all the muscle.
I found her.
Still needs upper body strength to be able to swing it like that.
She fainted. Look. Oh, it's the body. Ew.
I'm sorry. Is he alive now?
No.
They just...
He looks alive.
Believe me, he's dead.
Someone's just posing him.
She's like, I put my finger up his asshole and poked him. He's dead. He's pretty flexible for being dead.
Well, rigor mortis goes away after a while.
You unstiffen? After you let out all your farts. I hope I fart a lot when they have me on the table.
They're trying to do the autopsy. God, let's just leave.
Just gassy. As soon as they cut me, it's like. No, I want to be cremated.
Ooh, they think that she did something.
What did she do?
Was he reading to her?
Oh, I closed what I had.
His,
Son of a bitch.
His perfect woman. He's always imagined being with a widow.
Ew.
He's weirdly interested in her.
So all of the puppets are based off of Origins. So Blade was modeled after Gestapo Major Krauss. I'm assuming he's somebody from Germany, Sturmbann Fuhrer.
Sounds German, yes.
Yes. And then he has the soul of Dr. Hess, a German scientist and medical doctor who wanted to work with Toulon. The jester was a man named Hans Sederman, a bookkeeper who loved to play pranks and tell jokes, who was killed by the Nazis when his jokes went too far. Pinhead was a man named Hermann Strauss. Strauss was a truck driver who secretly brought food to the Jewish ghettos. As a result, he was killed by the Nazis for treason. Treason. Schedule. His retro version was the soul of beggar André Toulon. New. The retro version was brought first. Nope.
This
leech
bitch.
Woman. She's just fucking horny, this nympho.
You don't know the difference in her oh my gods?
Oh, maybe he isn't it.
They spent their entire leave in this tub. Listen, darling, as long as you're going to be fooling around in there, see if you can pick up on Neil Gallagher.
He's like gross.
Yeah.
Fuck. She's like, would you fuck me already? How many times shit. I have to throw myself at you?
Go buy a fucking vibrator. I'm done with this shit. All right. Leech woman. Where was I at? Bloop, blah, bleep, bloop. Leech woman. A young Swiss girl named Lisa. Oh, Isla.
Issa? Is that Jester?
Yes, there he is. Issa's father was an involving Swiss ambassador. One night in 1902, while she and her father were in Paris, Issa traveled to the Theater Magic, where she met her future husband, André Toulon. So it's his wife.
So they're all connected.
Yeah. Issa was murdered by Major Krause when she tried to stop the Nazi from kidnapping André and the puppets. André later went to morgue with Pinhead and Jester, where they took the tissue from Issa's corpse. Back at their temporary camp, André injects the formula that he made from the tissue into the puppet of Issa he made for her, resurrecting her as a puppet. Toussaint also fed a leech to the puppet, giving her its powers.
Look how pink that room is back there.
Look at that. Pink and green.
Much pink.
The house for Malcolm in the middle is like that, too. Pink and green. The tub's pink. The walls are green. Or I think yellow.
Hello, I'm talking to you.
Those towels look really soft.
They do look so soft. And they look huge.
They do.
Who takes a bath with all the doors open? That's weird.
I know. I was like...
Even when I'm alone at home, I have the door locked and closed.
Yeah.
I'm in here totally naked, and you just keep leaving. I'm talking to you.
Don't think I forgot, guys. I saw her titties.
I was like, she didn't say anything about them.
No, I saw them. Just make that clear.
It's hard to miss them. What the fuck? God, I just wanted to get you out of that haunted house mode for tonight's
work. Ew, like,
through the... Okay,
with the pantyhose on? Really?
It's got to be weird for both of them, really. He's so constricted.
She's, like, getting and she's kind of like rug burns on her face from it, rubbing too hard. What are you doing? Honey, did you get those out of the egg? This chick's just walking around with sage and shit.
Whoa, nice.
Gallagher.
Gallagher's going to kill us all.
Ew, is that a chicken's foot?
Oh, yeah. I think maybe she is from
the South.
The South.
She's a Southern woman. I usually do that after we have sex. I rub my leg like that.
And then she's putting lotion on. He chafed her. She's like, finally, it took so long.
It wasn't even that good. He lasted 2 minutes.
Even the pillowcases are so pink and ruffly.
All right. Sidebar note to transcriber. File under personal documentation
and be sure to annotate the location. Ready? Oh, they haven't done it yet? Ready and willing. Ready and willing. Oh, she had to put lotion on before so she'd be extra soft.
And like... Oh, I don't want to watch him have sex. Or her. Oh, I wish you'll be gentle. Oh, I love when you do that. What? Like this. No, no. Not this time. You don't
get
to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Tie his ass up.
And then leave. Because he's kind of a douchebag.
And then murdered. He's like, fuck yeah, I'm getting a boner.
I don't know. She's been wanting him for a while now. Yeah. He's been putting her off. So she's probably going to take what she needs and then murder him.
Right.
Because she needs that too.
Milk him dry. This chick's just sticking voodoo shit all over the place. What was that? A dildo candle? And
I thought it was like a voodoo doll. I don't know.
Something.
Is he a pyro? Oh, it is a candle.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna light the candle because she said so. Look at that plant. I need it.
I like this little couch. It looks soft.
It does. My kid would probably jump on it and break it.
Oh, have you seen our new love seat that we got like maybe 2 months ago?
No.
It is fucked.
Is it already?
My son jumped on it so much, it's fucked. I should have known better.
With kids? Yeah, my kid acts like it's a fucking trampoline. Not him. Use that bottle, buddy.
That, and it's full. Put the thing back in it. You got a weapon.
Is he chilling? Red wine. That's the crime right there. If he has that red wine in a chill bucket. That is supposed to be served at room temperature. I would have noticed a fucking shadow run behind me. I would have noticed something.
When I'm alone, and especially in a hotel room, I have my back to a wall.
But look, right now, we're just here in the garage. I'm looking around on the ground. Eye level.
We know where all the June bugs are.
We saw a little mouse run one
we
time.
We noticed the mouse.
Moths. Mosquitoes. How are you going to miss a fucking puppet running past your ass?
And they're psychics. Come on. They should know.
I would punt that fucker out the window.
Whenever we went on our honeymoon and we stayed at the Stanley Hotel.
Gold.
I got sick because it was a road trip and we went from like really warm temperatures in Texas.
Her dead dog.
And we drove straight up.
Uh-huh.
First time we got out to get gas, it was like freezing, and so we had to like go and get our coats out and stuff. Yeah. And then we get to Colorado, and I am so fucking sick.
Oh,
we
finally
found a store that was open, and we were like getting all the flu medicine. And so we finally get to the hotel. It's creepy because everybody's gone. Everyone's in their rooms asleep. Damn.
Oh my God.
And I get into the room and I lay down. I've got taken all the medicine, and my husband's like, "I'm gonna go explore." I'm like, "You're gonna explore the haunted hotel without me?" And he's like, "But you're sick and you need to sleep." Then you wait for me. You wait for these meds to kick in. And he totally
through
left.
Sex medicine and health. Did you not hear him?
We literally just did our vows yesterday.
I got a copy right here. You need to reread them.
So he left me.
Oh,
alone.
I'm sorry.
In our haunted room.
I would have brought the
at
ghost
the Stanley
to you.
Hotel to go explore. And I'm in there. There's a channel on the TV at the Stanley Hotel that plays The Shining 24/7.
Oh,
as soon
awesome.
As it's over, it starts over again. And I was hearing every creak, every tiny noise. And I was like against the headboard just watching the room until he came back. Fucked up on flu medication.
Forgot to tell you. So also we're the little guy crawls out. That was like 7 minutes. It took him 2 days to film that.
Aww.
Yeah.
This guy's pretty strong for somebody so tiny.
He's a puppet and he's possessed.
So they ever say how the chest, like where the chest goes?
No, I don't think so. Because
it seemed like, they said that the puppet master from the 20s.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be present day in the 80s. So what happened to his chest? How'd they
get
here?
Maybe it got left.
That was clearly in a different country.
Yeah, who knows.
Maybe he had family.
It was in the same hotel.
It went to his kids. Yes, use what you got, buddy. I'm big in the trench coat.
His wife is the leech lady, though. Andre Toulon, or you know, that's what that thing said. I don't know. I'm very like stoned.
His eyes.
He's like, fuck.
He's
yeah.
like, oh, I got the jackpot.
Did
here.
You see? She's like completely on the sheet and just rocking him back.
What is this?
That's the Fuhrer one.
How many puppets were with him? I thought it was just him. He looks through and he goes, dude, check this out.
That's
look in
the
here.
Drill head guy.
Ah, I've been waiting for
so
you.
So that's the stunt woman. That would have been the first thing
he's
I would have
done. He's weirdly...
Took his mask off and untied him.
He's weirdly sweaty considering she's doing all the
all
work.
All the work, yeah.
Yeah, untie him, girl. Don't
untie him first, yeah.
And he's blindfolded. He has no idea what's going on.
Shit.
And she's not saying anything.
He's like, I don't want to die with a boner. Untie me! Fucking bitch! There it is!
There it is! Oh! She's gonna get drilled. Oh, in the face?
In the face.
Yes!
She got deep throated. Oh, no. Oh. Naked in her lingerie.
This is nice lingerie. Yeah. He's tied to a bed naked.
Yeah.
She died so quietly.
Right? Well, I'm assuming that on her throat, went so to her she throat. Couldn't scream.
I don't know, dude. I was thinking in her eye. It always goes to the eye.
That would have been cool, though.
I wish we could have
somewhere
seen
it. I know shit.
What did she tie his... What is that, a there tie? It is.
So...
I forgot about her. That's Leech?
The Leech lady. One?
Okay. Oh, and she's totally... Gross. You don't notice that the mouth is significantly smaller.
So her mouth was made of foam latex, which makes the mouth appear to be more flexible whenever Leech Woman coughs up a leech. Only 3/4 of the leech mechanism comes out, and the rest is done with camera tricks.
Oh, it's so gross.
This is the E, so this is supposed to be Toulon's dead wife. That is good though, right? Look at that.
That's amazing. I'm sorry, but if I'm tied up and blindfolded and I hear my partner making these sounds, I would not be smiling. Are you okay? What the hell?
Ew. Ew, that's disgusting.
So I know that they used to use leeches like during surgery and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think they bite. Do they like latch into you?
Yes.
So does it hurt when they first get on there? Because it seems like in movies they always look down and then they see that there's leeches attached to them, like they didn't know it was there to begin with.
I would have screamed way louder than that.
He's probably like, God, they won't stop having sex.
Help me!
Fire!
Call 911! Fire! And it's a hotel, you know those fucking walls are thin as shit.
Right? You can hear everything.
Oh, and she just keeps puking them and puking them.
So does she make them inside of her? Because she's so tiny, but she still apparently has at least 4 yes. leeches in there.
Shit,
carrying
her
stuffed dog around.
Oh my god. It's kind of sad.
When my kitty died, we got him cremated. Stuffed? We got him cremated. Okay. Maybe I should have got him stuffed so I could still take him with me everywhere. Come over here for the podcast. Just me and Nico. She's here to watch movies with us.
The fur's like coming out in clumps while you.
I've got a little bowl with our shots next to him.
Don't worry, can have some I'll with put us. It back together. I'll stick it back in. We probably would not have a podcast.
We would not. No, we would not. I'd still
I'd
be a mess.
Like, what is she gonna do with me when I die?
I'm pretty sure my youngest is gonna stuff me.
I'm pretty sure she is too. Because your skin is so soft
your
and
skin
nice.
Is so beautiful. Can I have it? What the hell?
What do you want to do with my skin?
No.
First tell me, and then I'll let you know.
I wake up sometimes. She's there staring at me.
She's measuring your skin.
Right, she's got a tape measure.
Damn it, she's shrinking. I need to get her now before she gets any smaller.
I gotta get it now before her skin starts showing how old she really
starts
is.
Starts feeding you more.
She's like, you should have some vitamins. Thin. Have you had enough water today? I found this moisturizer for you.
I was just about to say. You should try this moisturizer. No! No!
He looks really good for a dead dude.
Right.
Gallagher. There's like smoke around him. That's not normal.
She's pretty, she handles herself pretty well for being drunk. She's like, oh, it's because she's got nonchalant. The power of Wiccan on her side.
That doesn't seem Wiccan. It I almost know. Seems voodoo. Like voodoo. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And why she had that whole show going on when she was doing the couple. But she's supposed to be psychic.
What are your little wicker baskets she's totally different. Telling you?
Whoa.
Where'd she get that from?
She had a cigarette earlier and she's just been holding it.
She pushes his stomach and he's like, true love.
Don't turn your back on him. Okay, go ahead.
He won't be bothering us anymore,
Leroy.
Why?
Her dog's name is Leroy. I'm judging her for that.
I like her suitcase. I would have thought she'd add.
No, look behind you! Ah! Damn.
There. Oh, what did he break her?
He break her ankle?
I think so. I could still kick with that. Look at him. Pull his little hand out and punch him in the face.
Well, you see that? You think it's like a big person coming out, and then it's a tiny doll.
He can sit on his head and he'll suffocate.
It's an action figure.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This woman is horrible. I would have gotten away.
Look. I expected more from you, Dana. Oh, there you go.
There she goes.
Dana, where's your feathers and chicken feet?
Her ankle's broken. Get the
well,
phone.
She kept pulling that shit, like, out of her ass. Like, she's always, hey, check feathers, yeah. You know. I got this voodoo doll. Like, come on.
Oh.
Jesus, he squeezed her so hard. Or he crushed that? I thought he got her ankle.
Like, he twisted her ankle so hard it ripped.
Close the door so he can't follow you out. Close the door. Okay, yeah, no.
Yeah, you know that little motherfucker can't reach that door handle. Right. He's got to use a chair.
He's
oh,
a chair.
No. Look at him. Here he comes. So this is all in...
is it claymation?
Stop motion.
Okay.
Motion. Stop motion.
You know what would have given you extra time?
Closing the fucking door. So then he would have had to get a chair. You could even put another chair up against, or just sit up against it. He
yell,
would have been able to get it. Knock
yell
on some
out.
Doors.
Call for
Look
help.
Look how he's walking to her, with swinging his little
right.
fist.
He's getting himself pumped up. Yes, yeah. Fight, scream.
Oh, hit her ass again.
Splat.
Tossed his ass.
But he's just a doll, so it's not really going to do anything. Oh, no.
Here he comes.
I bet he's fast.
The ringleader.
He's got a blade and a hook. And a smile.
You grab him by his little hook and swing him around your finger and then fling his ass. Oh. I can see why this guy... Oh, pull it off, shit. Damn. Why is this
if
so
I was
hard?
A little doll, I'd probably throw myself off of the staircase yeah. and get to the bottom
and
floor before her.
And is she going
her.
Up instead of down?
Oh, was she?
I think so. With her brass bangles.
The bangles were making the decision for her.
Yeah.
She couldn't.
Look, she can use one of those bangles
she's going
to
down.
Tie them up.
She's going down.
to the lower level? You want the first floor where the people are.
Oh, no.
That's where you threw the first one.
He's like, hey, bitch.
Oh.
You bitch. You threw me off the stairs.
I'm going to...
We obviously know tossing his ass doesn't work. Oh, fuck. Pick him up and throw him at his
throw
buddy.
Throw his friend at him.
Oh my god, I haven't seen this in so long.
Hello there, Slice.
No Slice.
You can't catch him as
oh my Jesus. God. She could have grabbed that little fucking wrist. What's he got?
Grab are his eyes little knives too?
Smack his ass on the wall.
His eyes look
times.
Like they're sharp. Like he could stab her with
he
his
can
eyeballs.
Shoot like the oh, he already sliced her throat.
Yeah,
that weak ass bitch.
I had such high hopes for you, Dana.
I know
you're doing so well throwing those things around.
She was the one that was gonna survive.
That she's final girl. I bet
it's
the widow's
gonna be the brunette.
Final girl.
Yeah.
Eyebrows.
He's refreshing. Don't answer it. Oh, wait, maybe.
He's going to want to answer this.
Hey.
He's been into her. I don't know why she's into him, but.
Because he's an old, cool guy with the mullet.
He's creepy. He just stares at her all the time. That's weird.
He's admiring her. Beauty.
She's Karen. A widow. Her husband died so soon. Like he's in
maybe
a coffin
he's
downstairs.
He's like very sympathetic. He's like wants her to see his sadness and his pain for her. So he's like, I'm so sorry.
I have something I want to show you.
He's like,
shit, yes.
Is it your vagina? If it's not your vagina, I'm
is
going back
boobs?
To bed.
Is it your
titties?
Your porn
favorite
collection?
Titty?
Is it your toys?
Your favorite?
Because my favorite is your left.
Is your titties. Either one. He's dreaming, I bet.
I couldn't sleep. Something about Neil's death kept on bothering me. It never occurred to me before that there was a connection between the old puppet master's
he's so young.
And
what?
She's gonna murder him.
She's gonna take him to her dungeon. Her sex dungeon. He never liked
oh,
this
he never
one.
Let me come up.
I thought it was strange.
So Gallagher was up there all the time.
Oh, I bet the old man's room is up there and everything's intact and that's why they're still there.
I don't.
Probably completely wrong.
I think
though.
The things that I remember are from a sequel because I remember being in a car.
Really? I don't. I've never.
The scenes
seen
I remember are in a car.
Look. It's the ballroom. I was so wrong. Look,
that's
at
where
that's
he was
nice
dancing with his
room.
His wife or his lady, and then he killed her. Oh, was it her that he was holding the gun to?
I think so.
No. It was the other dude that was holding the gun to her.
There it is.
He's still dreaming. Yeah, I think you're right. He's dreaming.
What the shit, though? That's creepy as fuck. Why would he
yes, I'll go
that?
Dance with you. Yes. This is a pretty room, though.
I know. I love it.
I could imagine, like, a... I don't know, like a music video where they're doing ballet or something.
Yeah.
In there. Look at him. Like, it's not weird. He's just looking around. He's not questioning it. Yes, you brought me up here to do
he's
the
like,
waltz
I love
with
these,
this guy.
This room. Who's your decorator?
Who did these columns?
You guys go ahead and dance while I look around.
That's such a nice room up there.
I wouldn't
in that
even
place
know where to
up.
Begin to decorate that. Do you get all white furniture because you don't want
I don't think you put furniture in there. Maybe a piano.
A white piano? Like John
white.
Lennon's white
yeah.
room?
It's so nice. And then you just let people dance in there. You don't want to clutter it up. Maybe some pretty chairs along the walls.
You can't have a white room with kids. Are you kidding me?
Well, they don't have kids.
my
I can't have a ballroom with kids either.
Husband's aunt, they call her Nana, has a white room in her house. Every house she's had a white room. White couches, white sofa, white wall, white. Very beautiful room. It was always the kids' room, and surprisingly, it never had stains.
You can't save her.
It was the kids' room.
That's insane.
No!
Yeah, so he's just going to stand there. He could run over there.
Oh, good. See, I knew he was dreaming.
He wet the bed.
He's like, God damn. Oh my God! Ew, a dream within a dream.
This guy is the worst luck. Don't look. Just pretend like there's nothing there. Don't even look.
Alex?
Don't answer it.
Right? Don't answer.
So you're asleep. Aw, man.
Oh,
hey, are we going
no.
to the, are we going to the top floor? Cause I don't want to go. Yeah, no, I'm sleeping. I'm sick. I have diarrhea. I can't. Please don't come to my room again.
I ate something bad.
I think that weird shrimp that we had
I'm
at dinner
shitting
was
and puking.
I'm allergic
at
to
the
it.
Same time.
I'm allergic to shrimp and French
literally.
Fries. No.
Can you run down to the shop and get me some fucking Pepto?
Some Imodium. I don't know.
An Alka-Seltzer and Pedialyte. I need to hydrate.
Instead of whatever it is you're trying to look.
Dude. And he's like, no, I would have stopped. Deja
right,
vu.
Right, he's still going with
like,
it.
Like, known what would have happened, I would have just stopped dead in my tracks and went,
let's do something.
I know it's
different.
Gonna happen next. Let's do this.
Let's go downstairs. Let's go in a different direction.
I used to spend hours up here. Deja vu's a fucking trip.
But it's not deja vu for him.
Oh, it's a dream.
There he is. He's finally telling her.
Oh.
I just dreamt this. He's gonna shoot you.
He's gonna dream again. Or he's dreaming again. A dream within a dream within a dream.
Oh, is this
Inception? Is this Freddy Krueger?
So no. Would you stop? Is it a ballroom? How did you know? I just dreamt this.
Tell her about the white guy.
Tell her.
The mask. He's like, come here, buddy. He searches him first and gets the gun. It's a ghost gun. Ha ha ha. You can't have it. Oh no, what is that? Oh,
it's a statue?
This is Andre Toulon's diary.
Okay. Andre Toulon.
Read it.
Today I gave them life using the ancient Egyptian rites of afterlife.
So her husband's dead. She went up there.
I love them like all my other children, like my other puppets. They mirror the soul of their master.
Read his diary.
But
her husband's dead. Left the diary there, went back downstairs. To wake his ass up to drag him up there.
I'd be taking that diary with me.
Or she could have just took the diary down there.
Ooh, this
oh,
is nice
he's
too.
A psychic too?
I think they're all psychics. Oh. They're all psychics.
Okay.
All of them.
I see.
He's holding that chick's dog.
Oh, he killed her dog.
Hello, look. This is my favorite snack. What a weird thing to do.
We need to get out of here. Come on.
Can we leave? Let's go to Florida. Let's go somewhere.
No, not to Florida. The COVID's really bad over there.
Let's go to Connecticut. I haven't heard anything.
Ohio. Connecticut. Hope y'all are safe.
Kudos to her. She's just following him. Okay.
Right.
I trust
exercise.
You.
Some cardio right there.
I like the banister, like the stuff on the side of it.
The not the railing, but yeah, the.
What is it like? Ivy? Is it metal?
It looks
nice.
Like it's metal. I just. This bitch down in that bottle.
They're in the dining room. They're in the dining room. They're all dead. Ooh, nice. Look at the candles on the floor.
Right? They're making them like little see that.
Tea lights.
Oh, my God. Look at...
Yeah, you're right. They went through her throat.
That's cool.
Or her mouth.
Her mouth.
It's kind of weird they all had their eyes open, though. Yes. No, we're leaving on their account.
You're dead, too.
Everyone in this room is dead. Oh, no, it's this guy.
There they are.
Hey.
I like the round...
The little door?
The door. Yeah.
Nice. They're not trying to run away from the dead guy walking towards them?
No. They want to see what's going to happen. No, I would have already been out. I would have been out of one of those doors or windows.
Oh, well.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Megan doesn't understand the metaphysics of it.
I like the window.
Can you explain it to her, please?
Yes, please. Explain it to me. I'm so confused.
Alex? You're not getting slow on the
other. I think what it is I think Alex reminds me of Meatloaf.
Okay.
The dude, not the dish.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clear that up.
Oh, he used the puppet master's techniques to bring himself to life.
All life eventually ends in death.
So is he a puppet?
He's a puppet. I guess he's using his body as a shell. But wouldn't it start decomposing?
Yeah, at least they're made of some artificial like material.
Stop it. Gross.
In front of your wife. God, you're gross.
Why?
Have you met them? They're all assholes.
Right.
Sooner or later, one of you would have learned that I had discovered Toulon's secrets. I had to bring you here.
To tell you myself, so you didn't discover it on your own?
Right. That's your downfall,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, dude.
Chulon showed them respect.
They're pissed. They're going to go after him.
Actually, I wasn't the first human experiment. The first experiment was on her parents. It was a stroke of luck, actually.
Look at her face. Her whole world is just, like, collapsing. Yes.
And Megan, she was so young. So easy.
Don't worry, Megan.
Was that the dog?
Yeah, I think the puppets are gonna... Was that the dog?
It's gonna bark.
I don't...
I hope that dog gets some action. He's gonna bite somebody.
Oh, no.
Oh, scandalized.
I think
they're going to kill that guy because he's disrespecting the dolls themselves.
And he's basically using it for his wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to use it for bad. So, not saying they're not bad, but...
So, so he was basically instructing the puppets on what to do, and now they're seeing that... He was the bad guy, so they're going to turn on him. Look at how he... Oh, good. Really? You're not even going to try to fight back? There's broken glass all around you. Yes, lady.
Good job, Megan. Megan? Megan?
Megan.
Megan?
Megan.
Megan? Good job, Megan.
How white can we say it? Megan.
Megan. What was that, Jawbreaker? Whatever, Megan.
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 I love Jawbreaker. Is that a horror movie?
No, can we do that? Not a horror.
Because I love that movie.
No, it's not.
Oh, look!
He brought the lady back.
Oh, I like her. Don't mess her up.
She had the cute hair. Oh, shit. Is it? I don't think so. Come on, little puppets. Yes, and his fucking zombie nards. He's dead, right? What do you mean? And he's back to life. I mean, aside from him not eating brains yet. What do you call that?
Dude, this guy's bigger than him.
Close it. Yeah, look at him.
Oh, yes. Kick his ass.
Hey, fucker, remember us?
I'm here to beat you.
Is he winking at him? Or I think his eye is like closed.
He kind of got beat up by Dana, so it's probably like...
shit, she's tossing his ass.
Swollen shit.
God, this guy is worthless. He just gets thrown around. Excuse me. That's a sweet elevator.
I do enjoy this elevator. The Stanley Hotel had like a really old-fashioned elevator too, but it wasn't open like that, so you could see the floors when you're going up.
What are you doing?
Kicking your ass.
Disrespecting your ass.
Punch.
Aww. She bumped up his head like a cork.
Like a little Barbie doll.
That was easy. Oh,
yeah. Come on. Yes!
Right in the fucking calf. God, that's gonna hurt. That's gotta be worse than a cramp.
It's surprisingly clean.
Right.
Come on, special effects guys.
They keep throwing them. Don't they know that doesn't do shit?
Like, they're not real. Like, I mean, they're real, but. Gotta find my head and pop it back on.
Like, his eyes aren't open. He can't see himself, his body, looking for his head.
Get him again. Like, where's
the leech?
Shredder? What do they call him?
Which one?
The creepy Blade? Face one. Will you call him Blade?
Jester?
I never even got to see Jester.
He's the one with the Jester hat with the
I know.
Head.
I saw his shadow, but I didn't see him. Did I somehow miss him?
No. Blade, Jester, Pinhead, Tunler, Leech Woman, Shredder Khan, and Genji.
Which one is Pinhead? The spirally... drill? This guy's what I was talking about.
I thought that was Tunler. That's Blade.
No, that one's Shredder.
There's no Shredder.
That one's Shredder Khan.
Shredder Khan. Is it?
Yeah. According to Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
Ah!
So, that scene, the blood was green to keep it rated R.
So if it was red, it would have been like NC-17 or something? Interesting. I was thinking maybe it's supposed to be like embalming fluid, maybe?
It's shooting out of his fingers.
Yes. Oh, yes. Was he going to crush his skull?
Yeah. He's massaging his head.
He's like, that feels nice. Keep going. So that one's Tunneler.
Yeah. Leech Lady.
Blade pins him down. Oh, Pinhead is the one with the big hands. That's Pinhead.
Okay. Ew, she's going to puke it in his mouth.
Ew.
Oh, they're trying to save him. Just leave him.
Don't save him. Let him die.
He's
dead.
He's already dead anyways, right? Let the dead rest. Ew.
Oh.
It just looks so gross.
Jester is the one whose face changes. His face is in different directions. That's Jester.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Ew.
Ew, gross. I mean, he's dead. What's the leech gonna do to him?
I don't know, but that's still kind of disgusting. It's just disgusting. Blah. Blah. He's getting deep-throated by a leech.
Aw, yeah.
It's like a big, brown, bloody
He's
turd.
He's deep-throating the leech.
Oh, God, that's gross. This poor woman lost her husband and her mind again.
Yes.
I think he's dead this time for sure, guys. Start hugging the puppets and tell them thank you for saving me. Thank you, little puppets, for saving me.
Okay, so Shredder Khan is also known as Blade. He's okay. Both. He's got both names.
That ballroom is yours. We'll set it up however you want it. As long as you stay there.
Six Shooter is in Puppet Master 3.
Yeah. I just had like a little tiny baby moth make two bounces off of my face. One on my nose and then one on my cheek. And bounced off of me. That's so pretty. But that's not there.
It's so pretty, but it's not real.
But it's not real. Can't give you a candy house, Edith. It'll melt in the rain.
What are you talking about?
Walk hard.
Ah, yes.
Look at his suitcase.
So how are you going to explain all these deaths in your family's hotel?
Ghosts.
Ghost, we got ghost, guys.
One of the most haunted houses.
Oh, she's got that dog. I hope he comes alive.
It's gonna bark.
Come alive, puppy. Bark, bark. Got a new friend. It's weird because like it's a hotel, but there's no other people staying there. She had a coffin in the ballroom or whatever downstairs. Yeah. That's not how to run a business, lady.
Maybe the dog was taxidermied and they brought it to life. Look, it's moving! The dog is alive!
It's alive!
And,
hey, maybe she's psychic, too.
But everybody sees it as a taxidermied dog but them. How did they train that dog to sit so still?
It's a movie dog. They get trained really well.
Movie dogs. Goddamn movie dogs. The best actors. That was it.
That was it.
Well.
God.
Thoughts.
It was ridiculous.
Yes.
But I still... loved it. Like I think I like it because it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And it has really good death scenes, even though they don't show a lot of it. Like I totally could have done with seeing
the chick get drilled in the mouth,
which is a weird thing that I thought I would never say, but I said it. There you guys go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. But I don't know why it would get so much hate.
It didn't get so much hate. It just got negative reviews.
I mean, it's kind of cheap.
I thought
looking.
It was kind of cheesy.
And it is kind of cheesy, but it's the 80s. Most movies from the 80s were super cheesy, especially horror movies, because they're trying to do the special effects. They're trying to do these weird things, and they're doing the best they can. They only had $400,000 budget to do all these special effects with all these different puppets.
Yeah.
I think the puppets are creepy. I wish I could have seen more of the Jester.
Yeah.
He creeps me out. Anything that changes his face creeps me out. But I think maybe it needed more backstory. I have questions. Like, what happened between the 20s to now? How did he get these puppets?
Why are they still there?
Why are they there? Who took care of them in all this time? Were they in that trunk the whole time?
Her husband found them.
But the sequels, when you look up the puppets, because that's what I was looking at, there are so many more puppets. There's the six shooter. There's Torch. There's Decapitron.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. So where are these new puppets coming from?
There's so many movies,
because
too.
They're not coming from the Puppet Master, because
spell.
He died in the 20s.
It's the spell. Did you see that parchment that he rolled up? That was the spell to bring them to life. So he would make them and put whosoever soul was in them that he wanted to put in them.
But they did, like...
I think the husband found that room, found that parchment.
Yeah.
Knew what he was doing, because all these puppets were, you know, he's
so
in
maybe
the room
the puppet
and they're moving.
Stayed in the room?
Yeah. And then he just started disrespecting him, and that's when the puppets were like, hey, what the fuck? You were being cool, and now you're...
We were doing what you said, and you're actually kind of a dick.
Yeah. But I see where you're coming from on that. But with I feel like the reason why it's so cheesy to me is because it's not plausible, but I mean, they're tiny little puppets.
Yeah, I mean, and that one chick was just tossing them left and right.
Like, there's a guy, you can burn them.
But how can you use that same spell that you use on inanimate objects to bring
live being?
Maybe nobody has ever tried it, and he said he tried it on her parents. It didn't work. How do you do it on yourself? I mean,
he knew he was going to die, and he was desperate. Who knows?
I don't even know. What I remember when I... Let me gather my drunk thoughts. When I think of Puppet Master, I picture... them in a car, and
I've never seen them in a
The guy with the drill on his head is going through the car seat to drill the guy in the front seat, and he's like just fucking killing him that way. I always like the guy with the drill on the head, and I think the most memorable one is the guy with the blade.
Yeah,
he's in almost all of them, if not all of them. But I also remember the guy with the drill head. But they seem more deadly. Like, I know,
dangerous.
Because like you say, like if they're below
them and stuff, and they're like swinging a blade at you that's super sharp.
Right. Like yeah, they're below the knee. You can kick them, but they've got a blade. It's still gonna suck.
My thing is, it's a 1-inch, 2-inch blade. I'm wearing a shoe or a boot. Like, yeah, I'm going to risk
I'll take a slash.
Yes, and to kick his ass as far as I can.
I think
just stand on his hands and he can't do anything.
I think maybe part of the reason is that the humans in the movie, all of them, made the worst choices.
They did.
And the worst decisions.
They were very helpless.
There was the final girl. I mean, I don't even know if you can consider it final girl.
Yeah,
but the widow.
She didn't really face them. They protected her.
The one guy that was with her, Meatloaf, could have done so much more, because he already knew, you know, he had the dreams. He could have done so much more, but he's just like, I dreamt this. Let's keep going. You know, don't say fucking anything. Don't do anything to change the outcome of your dreams. And then he's just letting this dead guy beat him up, even though he's clearly got, like, at least 50 pounds on this guy. Like, you could beat him up. You could beat him up when he was alive. You could totally beat him up while he's dead.
It's a ridiculous movie, but...
I love it.
See, yeah. It's funny. It has good gore.
And you can see why it has a cult following.
I can see why it has a cult following, because I hadn't seen it in a while, and I would watch it again.
And I think if it didn't have a cult following, there's no possible way it would have 14
sequels.
With
your daughter.
No.
There's sex.
There's...
And boobs.
And a weird
very
porn star
sex.
Lady
yeah.
who's just like...
Constantly horny.
She's like, fuck me everywhere. What the hell? But I think if it hadn't resonated with at least... a large number of people, there's no way there'd be 14 sequels to this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot.
They would
of
have stopped at
them.
Like two before.
But there's
like,
a lot of spin-offs. Some of the puppets had their own spin-offs, so they count those. But
still, that's so many movies. And people, I've never talked to someone who said I hated Puppet Master.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I usually get the I haven't seen it in a while, or there's the occasional I love that movie. It's few and far between.
But still, as ridiculous as it is, it's so fucking 80s.
It is very 80s.
And
shoulder pads,
hair, feathered hair, jewelry, high hairspray.
Everything. I love it.
It's so, I think the ridiculous is the only word that could be there. It's like a bonkers movie. And I love it. But honestly, I'm starting to think that maybe whenever I think of Puppet Master, I'm thinking of one of the sequels.
I've never seen the other ones.
I'm picturing a car.
I've never seen that
one. And they were in this hotel the whole fucking time. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I shouldn't be doing a podcast. Excuse me, guys.
So tell us your thoughts. Do you like Puppet Master?
Do you have a favorite Puppet Master movie?
Oh, yeah.
Because
let us know.
Any of the sequels are better.
I'm good on watching all of them.
And I have that collection. I think it's still in the wrapper because it's one of those, I got to find time when I'm alone and I don't have 100 children near me so I can watch this.
She's got 3 guys.
You guys don't know them.
Sorry.
It's basically
4
a mob.
With her husband.
My husband, my brother. It's just a house
full
of children.
Oh, God, 5,
and me.
That's right.
I got all the kids. All of them
all
live at my
of
house.
Them.
Your kids live at my house. They all live at my house.
Kid guys, I have one.
I'm talking about our audience.
I tell her, send them over here if you need a break.
And I would never do that to you. But yeah, if there's a sequel that you think is better than the original.
Yeah.
That
makes a little more sense.
It has
than
more
this
sense.
One did.
Better gore, better effects. Let us know. I know that there's a new one and it's on Amazon.
There's a lot of them.
And I wanted
out.
To see that one when I realized it was supposed to be like the latest one because I think it came out within the last couple of years. It's brand new and there was no trailer for it.
There's a 2019, there's a 2021 coming
out. Oh, I didn't see that one, but this one I think is 2019. There's no trailer for it on Amazon. And when I try to look it up on YouTube, it kept bringing me to the original because I think it's called The Puppet Master.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find that, but I wanted to watch it. But then as soon as I decided I'm alone in here, nobody's bothering me, let me watch it. Then the child that's terrified of dolls comes in.
Hey.
Fine. Back to Teen Wolf. So. but if there's a better one, let us know because we'll totally watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't watch it with you guys. Maybe we'll watch it by ourselves. We don't know.
We will definitely watch it with you guys if we watch it alone. I promise you.
If you guys suggest it, we'll totally watch it with you.
Yes. Drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Spotify.
Podbean.
Apple Podcasts.
Listen Notes. CastBox. Overcast. Chartable. Something with the word owl in it.
Or email us. I already gave you that. But in case I didn't, drunkandscary@gmail.com.
Message us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Slasher.
Or just Google us, Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary. Ready to do this?
I'm ready.
It's a big one, Terry.
I saw you keep pouring. I'm like, no, it's so big.
We might as well kill it.
That's 2 shots
for
my baby mouth.
We're going to end up taking it later.
It's my tiny mouth. That's 2.
Goonies. Never say die, Terry.
Okay.
Good Lord. Feel the burn.
So much burn.
Oh.
Pamela.
Excuse me, guys.
Oh, thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.